inside the Snapdragon 865. Qualcomm reveals the features you'll find in 2020's best Android phones. On December 4th by Mark Hockman in PC World. We dive deep inside the capabilities of Qualcomm's new Snapdragon 865 and Snapdragon 765 chips. Qualcomm's next-gen Snapdragon 865 smartphone chip will support 5G, certainly, but more practical features will probably affect phone users in more immediate ways, such as a 200-megapixel still photos, 4K HDR, /8K video capture with optional portrait mode and Dolby Vision support, dynamic lighting options for mobile gaming, and real-time audio translation. Qualcomm unveiled the Snapdragon 855 a year ago and unveiled its successors, the Snapdragon 865, the Snapdragon 765, and the Snapdragon 765G on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Qualcomm dove deep into what phone makers and end users can expect from its new processors. Improvements to each of its cores, the new Cairo 585 CPU, Adreno 650 GPU, the Spectra 480 image signal processor, the Sensing Hub, and the X55 5G modem will all add new capabilities to phones. Many of the most popular premium smartphones are built upon Snapdragon, including flagships from Google, Samsung, and OnePlus. Apple uses its own chips. What's inside the Snapdragon 865? Below is a high-level overview of the Snapdragon 865, which will be manufactured on a 7-nanometer process like its predecessor. The 865 uses TSMC's 7-nanometer process, while the 765 is manufactured on Samsung's 7-nanometer process. Some of the basics, like the GPU speed, are still not being disclosed. We'll go into more of what features these will enable afterward. Keep in mind, however, that some of these capabilities are theoretical. In the case of 5G, for example, certainly don't expect this 7.5 gigabits per second download speeds Qualcomm is promising. Cairo 585 CPU, octa-core architecture, one ARM Cortex A77 2.84 GHz prime plus three ARM Cortex A77 2.4 GHz performance plus four ARM Cortex A55 1.8 GHz efficiency. Memory support: embedded LPDDR5 2750 MHz, LPDDR4X 2133 MHz up to 16 GB. Adreno 650 GPU displays up to 4K 60 Hz or 3200 by 1800 144 Hz. HDR 10 Plus support. Spectra 480 ISP, 200 megapixel still photos, 4K video with 64 megapixel stills, or 4K HDR or 4K/120, 8K capture, 720p at 960 frames per second. Record 2020, 10-bit color. Hexagon 698, total harmonic distortion plus noise, THD plus N, playback minus 108 dB. Connectivity 5G, X55 5G modem, 7.5 gigabits per second down, 3 gigabits per second up via 5G. MM Wave, 800 megahertz bandwidth, 2x2 MIMO, sub 6 gigahertz, 200 megahertz bandwidth, 4x4 MIMO, LTE support, CBRS, WCDMA, HSPA, TD-SCDMA, CDMA-1X, EV-DO, GSM/Edge. Connectivity, Wi-Fi, FastConnect 6800, 802.11ax, 802.11ac Wave 2. 1.774 gigabits per second peak speeds, 1024 QAM OFDMA. 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi, 10 gigabits per second peak speeds, always on ambient Wi-Fi sensing. Connectivity, Bluetooth. Bluetooth 5.1 with support for Qualcomm aptX specifications. Qualcomm Sensing Hub, always on for far-field detection and echo cancellation. Support for multiple voice assistants. Power, Quick Charge 4 Plus, plus Quick Charge AI. Qualcomm's promising the Cairo 585 CPU will deliver more than 25% more performance than the processor inside the older Snapdragon 855, as well as 25% more power efficiency. The Cairo core uses what you might call a big-big-little architecture, with an unlocked prime core, 3 performance cores, and 4 efficiency cores to handle low-power tasks. Qualcomm says the Adreno 650 GPU will deliver 25% faster graphics rendering, with a 35% power savings over the Adreno 640. The latter figure is optimized for 90 frames per second, not 60. The Hexagon 698, the dedicated AI processor, will deliver 4 times the performance of the Hexagon 690, the first retooling of the digital signal processor for AI. 5G. While next-gen 5G technology was a controversial subject in 2019, it looks far more viable for 2020 as both carriers and chip makers move towards the finish line. My colleague, Mike Simon, does a great job breaking down what Qualcomm's X55 modem means in the real world. In a nutshell, integrated LTE and 5G capabilities means that it will save power and switch faster between the two, both benefiting you. The X55 is a standalone chip, however, meaning that there's still more room to save even more power in the future by combining it with some successor to the Snapdragon 865. For now, however, the fact that it's a discrete chip means that it can be combined with multiple platforms. It also allows a company like Apple the freedom to buy or make its own 5G modem. Qualcomm decided to make a strategic bet 3 years ago to keep the 5G modem separate, explained Cisco Cheng, a managing director at Qualcomm. To pack that amount of gaming, camera, and AI features into the SoC while maintaining all of the awesome features, we have to keep the two separate, he said. Keith Crezan, Senior Vice President of Product Management for Qualcomm, said both mmWave and sub-6 GHz frequencies need to be supported. Qualcomm also expects the X55 platform to be faster than its predecessor, with up to 7.5 gigabits per second downloads. Again, you'll never see those speeds in the real world, but in general, more theoretical overhead means more capability. Finally, there's support for global multi-SIM. So if you have a 5G phone, you'll be able to roam worldwide with a second SIM, possibly to areas that might have persuasive 5G connectivity before the U.S. does. AI. Artificial intelligence, AI, is another key linchpin of the Snapdragon 865. And like Intel's own AI capabilities, it can be a little hard to define. Qualcomm's touting its fifth-generation AI engine as the, well, engine of all of this. It mainly consists of the company's new Hexagon Tensor Accelerator and Sensing Hub. The latter's relatively simple to understand. One of the new 855's new features was dedicated low-power logic to to understand wake words like "Hey Google." Inside the Snapdragon 865, the low-power dedicated sensing hub does the same, as well as for other assistants. Real-time music identification is also supported, Ziad Asghar, Qualcomm's Vice President of AI Strategy, said. There's also some logic to support contextual AI, so a phone will know what you're talking about. We look at AI powering everything we do and all of the products that we make, Asghar said. The sensing hub also adds to the traditional sensors, a gyrometer, accelerometer, even a barometer, with voice, data streams, and more, applying things like noise cancellation in real time to improve how it understands your voice. In the 855, Qualcomm retooled the Hexagon DSP to be optimized for AI. The new Hexagon 698 within the Snapdragon 865 delivers 15 trillion operations per second, more than twice its predecessor, and with 35% less power. It's the engine that SDKs, like Qualcomm's Neural Processing SDK, will run on top of, to give app developers access to the AI smarts at the heart of the chip. Snap's Senior Director of Engineering, Yuri Monastirshyn, appeared on stage to show that processing Snapchat via the Hexagon is 4 times faster than on the Cairo CPU. These are two One More Thing features here. Google and Qualcomm are moving the Google Assistant automated speech recognition from the cloud to the Snapdragon 865 chip with 30% less latency between your speech and response. There's a 3-time power savings, too. Qualcomm's also claiming, and it showed off, the ability to make a phone call and have your voice translated into another language on the fly. Qualcomm's even claiming that it can maintain the style of your voice, too. Camera improvements. A lot of people buy a phone specifically to take better pictures. For the past few years, Android phones have dominated our camera comparisons. But Apple's latest iPhones have stolen some of that magic back in our latest smartphone camera shootout. Qualcomm's new Spectra ISP has been re-architected to run much more efficiently, while the previous camera sensor was able to process 1 pixel per clock cycle, the current Spectra ISP processes 4 in the same time. Qualcomm didn't actually announce the clock speed, but the sensor can process 2 gigapixels per second, according to Senior Marketing Manager PJ Jacobowitz. That simple efficiency helped spur several improvements, including the ability to simply slow down the core's clock speed, saving power. But there's a number of tricks that Snapdragon 865-powered smartphone cameras will be able to do that current phones can't. First, the camera will be able to capture a whopping 200 megapixel still images, which apparently is not a hypothetical number. And it's not 2 sensors working together in concert either, Jacobowitz said. We've been working with a major sensor provider to bring 200 megapixel image sensors, to smartphones, he said. Even better, it should be in place by the end of spring in 2020, he added. Judge Heap, who runs the camera business at Qualcomm, said that Qualcomm can now use the entire image sensor to generate autofocus points, more than 9 times what they had before. The HEIF file format that Qualcomm stores its photos in, introduced first within the 855, now saves the depth map as well. What this means for you is that you're able to add bokeh, also known as portrait mode, after you've taken the photo. Morpho also appeared on stage to show off how semantic interpolation could use AI to add black detail that an image either lost or couldn't capture. ArcSoft also used AI to smooth optical zoom instead of jerky transitions from one level to another. Next, the 865's Spectra Core will also be able to capture still photos more effectively while recording video. Currently, Jacobowitz said, snapping a still image while recording video essentially just captures a frame at 1080p. That's about a 2-megapixel image. With the 865, the smartphone camera will be able to capture 64-megapixel still images while it's recording 4K HDR video. Snapdragon 865-powered phones will also have the option of capturing 8K/30 video without HDR, which requires the ability to capture 33 megapixels per second. That's significant because there are a lot of phones on the market, even in the premium section, that their photos aren't even 33 megapixels, Jacobowitz said. Then there's the phone's slow-mo capabilities, which will be also beefed up. Snapdragon 865-powered cameras will capture 4K video at 120 frames per second for a 4x slow motion option. At a more standard 720p resolution, the Spectra will go much, much further, capturing an amazing 960 frames per second at what Jacobowitz called indefinitely, up to the limits of the available storage. It does it natively, without frame interpolation, Heap said. Conversely, if a camera has an advanced 120 Hz display, the Spectra inside the Snapdragon 865 will be able to play that 4K video back at 120 Hz, too. Finally, Qualcomm's Snapdragon 865 plans to increase its HDR capabilities one more time. After the 845 introduced HDR10 video capture and the 855 launched HDR10 Plus, the Snapdragon 865 plans to be the first on the market to capture in Dolby Vision. Normally, this usually requires capturing raw video, which is then taken to Dolby's labs and then processed, Jacobowitz said. The Snapdragon 865 will be able to do it natively. Gaming. Mobile gaming has eclipsed movies in terms of revenue, according to Liani De Leon, Director of Product Gaming and AR at Qualcomm. Viewership of esports has exceeded most professional sports leagues, she said. The bulk of Snapdragon's 865's gaming improvements will arrive through the 20% speed boost in the Adreno 650 GPU. But there's also several somethings that are a bit PC-like, including downloadable GPU driver updates. Simply put, Qualcomm plans to decouple the Adreno drivers from the overall Android updates, and it will be up to the phone maker itself to validate the update and ship it to users. Qualcomm will write the drivers, Jacobowitz said, but each individual OEM will qualify and distribute them. Put another way, you'll receive an ASUS-specific gaming update straight from ASUS itself. Qualcomm also launched Game Smoother and the Adaptive Performance Engine, both to enable mobile gaming as smooth as possible, which sounds a lot like NVIDIA's own Adaptive Sync technology, G-Sync. The company's also working with developers to enable high frame rate gaming, 90 frames per second, and even 10-bit HDR for PUBG Mobile, and even with support for 144 Hz screens, the same refresh rate as desktop displays. Qualcomm is also adding support for Game Color Plus version 2.0, which essentially brings HDR lighting effects into platforms that don't natively support HDR displays. Not just jacking up saturation across the board in contrast, but taking select parts of the game and making them look better, Jacobowitz said. Adreno HDR Fast Blend will also accelerate HDR processing. Even better, Qualcomm worked closely with Unreal and its Unreal 4 engine to bring what's called the desktop forward rendering to the Snapdragon 865 platform. According to Jacobowitz, many of the lighting effects used in the Unreal 4 engine will be supported by the Snapdragon 865, allowing them to be used in games. Examples include desktop motion blur, planar reflections, multiple shadows, and more. Security. Comparing the specifications of the 765 and the 765G, we can only find one significant difference. The 7-nanometer octa-core Cairo 475 CPU at the heart of the 765 is clocked at 2.3 GHz, while the 765G's Cairo is clocked at 2.4 GHz. Remember, Qualcomm's not disclosing the GPU clock speed. Cairo 475 CPU, octa-core architecture, otherwise unknown. Memory support up to 2133 MHz, 12 GB total. Adreno 620 GPU displays up to 3200 by 1800 QHD plus at 60 Hz, FHD plus at least 1080p at 120 Hz, HDR10 plus support. Spectre 355 ISP, 192 megapixel still photos, 36 megapixel single camera with zero shutter lag, 4K HDR video capture, REC 2020, 10-bit color depth. Hexagon Voice Assistant Accelerator, total harmonic distortion plus noise, THD plus N, playback minus 108 dB. Connectivity, 5G. X52 5G modem, 3.7 gigabits per second down, 1.6 gigabits per second up via 5G. Millimeter wave, 400 megahertz bandwidth, 2x2 MIMO. Sub 6 gigahertz, 100 megahertz bandwidth, 4x4 MIMO. LTE support, CBRS, WCDMA, HSPA, TD-SCDMA, CDMA 1X, EV-DO, and GSM/Edge. Connectivity, Wi-Fi, FastConnect 6200, 802.11 AX Ready, 802.11 AC Wave 2. Connectivity, Bluetooth, Bluetooth 5.0 with support for Qualcomm aptX specifications. Qualcomm Sensing Hub, always-on, far-field detection, and echo cancellation. Support for multiple voice assistants. Power, Quick Charge 4 Plus, plus Quick Charge AI. Qualcomm hasn't disclosed its 6 Series Snapdragon chips, which are designed for even more inexpensive devices. It's the Snapdragon 865, 765, and 765G that you should care about, however, as they'll be powering premium smartphones throughout 2019.